The KKK Governance Committee observed the governance issue with the P&D motion specifying the composition of station programming councils, namely that they overrepresent staff and underrepresent listeners. The KKK LSB moves to ask the directors to move the P&D and rescind the programming council motion. Now, to elaborate on that just a little bit, the constituency of the board is 3/4 listener reps, 1/4 staff reps. The programming council motion gives more than that to the staff. It overrepresents the power of the staff relative to the listeners. Therefore, it violates the spirit of the bylaws, and I'm pleased to hear that, as I recall, both of our P&B directors who voted against this. So you guys had a perfect record, and I too missed the vote. But so I think we should just do this. I think it's kind of open and shut.
I really find that it was a terrible motion, the program council thing. Not because of that, but because it's just burned some bureaucracy and a waste of time. It's just an opportunity to have more arguments. It's not going to do anything to help the station or the network. However, I think it's really inappropriate to have this LSB second-guessing motions that have been approved and passed by the P&D democratically in the meetings. This is the second time this has occurred. And, just chewing over things that have been approved by the D&D is kind of sour grapes because somebody lost a vote in the D&D. And I lost that vote. So I'm voting against my own personal interests. We have to take care of the nation. Forget about all this academic, bureaucratic, touchy-feely balance of, equity of rights and principles. We got to make money. We got to get listeners. We're going broke. We're going to be out of business. And then you'll have nobody to talk to except a tape recorder, and you can listen back to it. We have to fix the station and stop with all this bureaucratic political correctness about the balance of power.
How do you fix that, Lee?
I'm going to agree with Ken and further say I don't know why this motion was made. I don't know what the arguments were in favor of it. My understanding is some of these councils have worked better at other stations, and that was taken into consideration on this vote. I think it's completely inappropriate for these kinds of P&B votes to come down here in a very biased and uninformed way and ask us to vote on it without understanding the whole, everything that's going on in the network at the other stations. And so I object to the nature of this vote.
Yeah, to argue that the P&B could absolutely do things 100% correctly is preposterous, at the least. You know, and for a member with the wisdom to actually cast the right vote and then come back here and say that we're questioning his correct vote, or we're even contradicting his correct vote, it's outrageous. You know, there's a lot of things the P&B has done over the years, and I've been tracking them. It's been outrageous. It's been thoughtful run by, you know, individual members acting against the best interests of their own station workers. So, you know, I disagree with the wisdom that our previous P&B member just came up with Ken Aaron.
So, I voted against it for a lot of the same reasons that Ken mentioned, etc. But the fact of the matter is that in some stations, when they can't get anyone to listen to them in the station about programming, they feel like they don't have a choice. And so it was born out of frustration at one or two stations. That wasn't true necessarily at all of the stations. It was a poorly crafted motion. Anything that is crafted, even by the P&C, they're not little gods. We're all elected by you and can be recalled by you.
All right.
Based on the votes that we cast or do not cast. But any motion can be reconsidered. We do it all the time at the P&D. You pass something and then you move to reconsider. if we decide to pass this motion, then we can certainly send it to the P&B. I'll send it to the P&B list, the programming committee, which will be a new one this year, can take it up. And there you go. That's it. Because this lists only one concern. If you're interested, I can dig up where we had the discussion. It was a very lengthy discussion. You can hear what the other station directors had to say on the subject. This only addresses one aspect and one objection. I will be voting for this motion. So?
As a new PMB director, I realize how important it is that the PMB actually accomplish the purposes that it has in front of us. And to have other stations start to come forward with motions on reconsideration or support of a certain position is actually obstructing the work of the PMB, if the PMB were ever to get to it. So I think that each body has its own area in which they work, and we don't need to reflect on every decision that comes down. So I would oppose that motion.
Thank you, Margaret.
I was on the National Programming Committee when they first drafted this motion and presented a minority report that I don't think was ever actually submitted to the DMV in opposition to it. I think there's a crying need for program council, but the way this was constituted on many aspects, including the fact that the LSB would appoint them as own members to that program council, I think is really wrong-headed. It muddies up the whole relationship between governance and management. So I support the idea of rescinding that decision, but for many other reasons, I just want to cite it in the motion.
Brenda, I call the question.
So
members of the public?
Can we decide whether or not that we're calling the question instead of going into the public comment? I feel like we're wasting time, and there's a lot of things that we need to address.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Let's vote on whether we want to call the question.
Let's take a vote on whether we want to call the question or open a public comment.
Who calls the question?
Those in favor of voting directly without public comment, please.
No.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
She knows.
I'm not a good person.
So we're not recording the voter.
Thank you.
Are we recording the voter?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're still taking the voter.
Yes.
At last meeting, the last LSB meeting, I spoke against the formation of the so-called council, programming council. I served on both the interim program council and the program oversight committee, the outreach committee in the past. I know the shenanigans that the management team has been doing, and I know exactly why Alan Minsky and under Sean Heitkemper, when he was the general manager, decided with higher-up orders to make our program council defunct at that time. Why? Because it was operational. And he now has full control of a very extensive email list while there is no address to the listeners and people asking, they want to get informed, and no one is getting informed of what goes on in the background and what goes on at our station. Therefore, I urge you to vote to rescind it.
Well, this is another example, like the elections, where things are done in a very, very unprofessional, non-conductive way. For example, very simply, you don't even have a copy here for yourself or for the public. What was this original motion? This motion is not the motion that came, as I vaguely recall, from the PND. But the whole process of trying to deal with programming, we all agree it's a serious matter, and we ought to have a sense of context and perspective vis-a-vis each of the stations and the listeners. It's nothing to suggest in 5 minutes, briefly. So
So I would say that I have no objection to reconsidering this, but we need to reconsider the whole process of how we deal with critiquing or selecting or implementing programming. We mean Pacifica and each station. This is not a thing that can be done by this motion or any other motion. So I have nothing in principle against the national saying there should be program councils, but it should be done in a way which is consultation well in advance by all the local stations with opening to the listeners, so that what comes out of it makes some sense. If this sounds complicated, because it is complicated and ought to be handled in a serious way.
Thank you. I'd like to call a vote for John's motion, Dr. Landry's motion. Those in favor?
What
one of the information? It's the governance committee motion.
Yeah, it is.
I apologize. The governance committee motion brought to the table by Dr. Landry. Well, do we need anybody? Do we need to reread it? It's on the office.
No.
The vote. Those in favor?
Of what? KPFK LSB moves to ask its directors to
move. Okay.
Can you take the mic so people can hear you?
The actual part is the KPFK LSB moves to ask its directors to move the PNB to rescind the programming council motion.
Those in favor, please raise it.
I'd like a roll call vote.
Roll call vote, please.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Bertrand.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klinger.
Local control is a good thing. Democracy is a good thing. I vote for it.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
What? Margie Murray.
No.
Michael Novin.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Winger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Is there anyone I missed?
Chair.
No. I was advised by the parliamentarian to not call on the chair in the first round.
What's the break?
Well, it's 7-6, so you get to vote if you want to either make or break a tie.
After the count, the
vote is not final until it's declared by the chair. So when the vote comes to the chair, if it's a tie, you can make the motion pass by voting at that point. If the vote passes by one vote, you can defeat it by voting at that point. If you were against the motion that comes to you at one point, vote ahead. So the chair votes to make or break a tie.
And the vote was?
The vote is, the yeses are 6, the noes are 7, and there are no abstentions.
10.
Fail.
And with the chair pending,
it still fails. If the chair were to vote yes, it would be a tie and it would fail.
So the chair doesn't vote.
Motion fails?
Yeah.
Next agenda item?
I was reminded to the next one. We've got 15 minutes now.
Five more minutes still. Lydia?
Yeah, the next item is Cuba motion.
Right, the Cuba motion.
So I'm confused what happened to the PDSC thing.
John has moved.
Fails.
The PBSC.
The governor put it on the agenda. I think
we're at time on that.
Okay.
Do you? Okay, so my motion reads, whereas the Pacifica Foundation Commission reads in part in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism,
And whereas removing Cuba from the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism now will allow the United States to take steps leading to normalized relations with Cuba and will positively impact the U.S. relationship with all of our Latin American neighbors, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board requests that KPFK management consider airing a PSA to be developed in consultation with the Latin American Working Group Education Fund and KPFK host of strategy session, Antonio Gonzalez. I just want to note that I failed to include Education Fund, which is the 501c3 of the Latin American Working Group. For those who are not familiar with them, they're a national organization with their central office in Washington, D.C., and very expert on all issues of Latin America. But I also wanted to, this came about because there, some of the celebrity voices, at least one of the celebrity voices they wanted to use for the PSA, said that he would prefer having a board motion for his participation, a board motion as well, for whatever reason. And so that's how it came this way rather than going directly to management. And I think it's self-explanatory, and currently, I don't know if I'm going into the issue that much, but certainly in the media, even Andrea Mitchell and various other people are saying this week this is so antiquated, and, you know, it would really stand out like a sore thumb versus the other organizations on that list. And many of us question the arbitrary nature of the State Department's designation of terrorist nations anyway. So I move that we vote for this. Thank you.
I just said, I don't understand from this what the nature of the statement would be. It could be, you know, you should drink milk and be sure to go get exercise every day. We're granting a recommendation that the station collaborate with another nonprofit to make some kind of PSA. But I have no feeling for what the PSA is.
Okay. Well, we're recommending that the station develop it as they have to do all programming.
But what's about?
It is to take Cuba off of the State Department's terrorist list.
Oh, I thought it is. It says... it hasn't been. You're saying it hasn't been.
Exactly.
Okay. Then I would speak about this. I would make the statement. So I still have the floor. I'm sympathetic with that, absolutely. I'm very concerned about the LSP pushing political agendas on management, because I can tell you that we want to get Israel to move out of the territories it blocks. We want to get Israel to be recognized as a sovereign state. We want the guerrilla warfare to stop in the Congo. We want to stop the Blood Diamonds. We want to stop global warming. We want to stop the abuse of women in certain Islamic countries. We want to stop the abuse of animals. There's 100,000 political issues that we want.
There's 1 minute to the time certain.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think we're pushing a political agenda, we'd be doing this all day.
Thank you, sir. I called the question.
Ken, I so agree with you. There's a laundry list that it could not cover the day in 24 hours. Of all the issues, the critical political issues around the world geopolitically, but let me tell you this. This is very critical, and we have to prioritize. And since when Pacifica itself, the PNB, has not intercepted and made a proclamation, a non-air proclamation, representing its interest on geopolitical issues, critical ones be of that. So therefore, I feel this is very critical, and it must be given some priority. Thank you.
I think KPFK, I've been listening to KPFK for the past 20 years, and I think that's the whole objective. That's why KPFK exists, to educate the public. And we need to let the public know what's going on. I mean, the fact that Cuba has been classified as a terrorist state, people need to know that. A lot of people still don't know that. It's not obvious, so we need to educate our public. We need to educate our public about, the extinction of animals. I'm sorry. Yes, we need to find ways to keep the station alive. Money is very important, but the ultimate goal is to keep people informed. So how can you say we should be talking about geopolitics or the environment or the situation in Cuba? So I totally disagree, and I think we need to keep, that's the whole goal of the radio, to keep people educated and to also not only to provide information and data, because that's what it seems like, we're just providing information, but also to help the public find solutions and take action.
Thank you. On the subject of Cuba, I would like to remind the board that KPFK and Francisca has a long history of involvement with lifting the travel ban. The travel ban of Cuba is a key component of the terrorist watch list that keeps Cuban Americans out of from returning to Cuba and has exceptions for remittances. It's a very complex level issue, and KPFK listeners, Francisca, listeners are well informed, and the station would be well to keep them so informed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fully in accord with the purpose of this, as I would be if we advocated returning Guantanamo to Cuba. I'm in favor of that very strongly, not just closing it down. But the point is, we're part of Pacifica, and I think Pacifica ought to handle any kind of statements on foreign affairs, and not every station on its own. So I think they ought to change the status and keep the management to the Pacifica. And the national board, therefore, is the one that should have the authority to do this. That's my opinion. It's arguable, but I think it's a mistake to ask our manager to be a spokesman for foreign policy on behalf of KPFK. But it's not a mistake to do the same thing for the Pacifica if they want to do that. And the station then can follow accordingly.
Thank you. Can I call the questions for any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none.
Roll call vote, please.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Kim Hoffman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes, please.
Brandon Medina.
Yes.
Margie Murray.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Eddie Aquila.
Was that a yes or no? Just a point of information. I'm a disadvantage. I'm a minority. I don't speak Spanish that well.
Yes, Mr. Aaron. It was a yes.
Okay, thank you.
John Winger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey.
I'm going to vote yes, but I think Israel's point is well taken. It ought to be something that comes from the entire network, not just local.
Well, it probably will.
Frank Blair, you passed. How do you vote?
I don't want to make a statement. I'm going to vote yes, but I agree with Ken. We shouldn't deal with these. We shouldn't. Our job is not to deal with these political issues. We should deal with the governance of the station. So I vote yes.
All right, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4. The extensions are 0. The motion carries 9-4-0.
We're assigned service to the executive session.
All right. The executive session. Thank you, members
of the board. I'd like to order to also address the motion on the Arbitron data.
Sorry.
Yes.
It was a meeting,
so it's time right now to go to executive session. I wanted to thank everybody who came to the meeting, the members of the public. Please write your comments to the general manager.
And what about the signing?
And if you wanted to sign up for the committee, there's a clipboard up here.
if you haven't done it already.
If you've not done it.
I'm going to get outside and out.